listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. What up, everyone? It's your girl, Giovanni Smith. But of course, you can call me Joe, and I am always ready to fill up your cup. Now, I have to be honest. These last couple of weeks for me, I have been grinding, hustling, and trying to balance all my worlds. So for instance, number one, I work full time. Shout out to all the people working. Number two, I'm a grad student. Shout out to all the people getting their master's. And I'm trying to have a social life. Shout out to all the people who have a social life. And shout out to the people who don't got a social life. I'm telling you, it is a lot. Now, it's easy for me to keep hustling, grinding, but I wouldn't be fair to myself because I need to show the love and grace that I deserve. My good friends, self-care is the best care. Now, can you imagine if we took a day, a moment, a minute, an hour, how many, whatever that may look like for you out of the week to show ourselves a little bit of tender love and care. Y'all, we are not superheroes. We have to be better at practicing self-care and showing ourselves love. Listen, the amount of resources that we have at our fingertips, there is no excuse why we should not be taking care of ourselves. Now, there are some people out there, I could just feel them now or can see them giving me the little side eye because y'all love being busy. Y'all love staying busy. Y'all thrive in the busy culture. You just love it. You love being unhealthy. But I'm pretty sure that the same people that love being in this busy culture, this busy moment, this atmosphere, are the same people that are putting their body through so much stress, right? What are you trying to prove? Who are you trying to impress? Go take care of yourself. Now, here are some ways you can show yourself some self-care, right? These are some of the things that I like to do when I have a self-care day. Number one, take some time to rest. Let me repeat that again. Take some time to rest. Listen, I'm not talking about laying up on your couch eating hot Cheetos. I'm saying taking time to lay your head on your bed and do nothing. You guys, it is the most amazing feeling of all times. Number two, do something fun. When was the last time you did something fun? Listen, I enjoy watching Broadway shows and exploring Atlanta. That just brings me so much life. I feel like I'm in my own little world. And that is like an example of how I have my self-care day. Number three, karaoke. Go dancing, sing, do whatever. I don't care what you do. Do something. Move your body. Sing your heart out. Sing to Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody because there's somebody wanting to dance with somebody, okay? Number four, watch some movies. You know I love me some Marvel movies. I will start from the first Marvel movie all the way into the end. Just do something. If you cannot take care of yourself, then you're no good to no one else. Now, when we get back, we're going to go into a sprinkle of excellence, and I'm going to give you guys more tips on self-care here on A Cup of Joe podcast. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. We are back on A Cup of Joe, and we are diving into self-care. Now, I offered a couple of different tips on how we could be better. How can we take care of ourselves? How can we show ourselves some tender love and care? And I want to continue to give you guys some more tips. So another one is journaling. You know, write about your day. What makes you happy? What do you want to improve on? How would you rate your day from 1 to 10? Meditate. Take 5 to 10 minutes to sit still and just reflect on who you are, on your day. If you are a Christian, maybe taking some time in prayer, speaking to the Lord, giving him your day, letting him sit in silence with you, right? I would say another one is unplug. Now, this is a hard one for some people. Putting your phone away, turning it off, or turning any electronics off. I have a friend where she does this probably once a month where she unplugs away from her phone. She goes and she texts everybody that she knows. She calls everybody and she says, hey, I'm about to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I'm not dead. I'm not missing. I just need you to know that this is my day of not being bothered. And this is sort of a ritual for her. This is sort of like her way of her way of doing self-care, because we get so consumed by what is going on in the world. Maybe taking some time to read. Reading will help you calm your mind, give you some good nights of sleep. But these are a couple of different self-care that I think would really work. And listen, if you got some tips, go ahead and check it out. Go ahead on www.acupofjoepodcast. We want to hear it. We want to spread and share the love. Now, we are going to tap into a sprinkle of excellence. Y'all know how we do it here. We are uplifting, highlighting individuals doing excellent things in their life and community. And this sprinkle of excellence is Ashley Escobar. This dynamic artist is taking new heights. Y'all, she is a dynamic dancer. She creates new avenues for others to explore art on an everyday basis. She is a beast. Her and her husband, Ed, create these cool dance videos where they're creating and telling a story. And I'm telling you, I don't know how to dance. I think I know how to dance, but I feel like I'm a part of their story. So, won't you put your fingers together as if you were seasoning some fried chicken and show yourself some love to my girl, Ashley. Next week, we are going to be tapping into a new topic. Who are you? Once again, our topic is, who are you? Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace. No actual chickens were harmed in this podcast.